Hello everyone, it's Paul Hopkins. Welcome to another Audio Mo. So I'm not doing the days anymore. I am, but I mean, I'll put them in the title and stuff, but I won't say Audio Mo Day, whatever, because I have so much catching up to do, which I hope I might be able to do because I have a few things to talk about. And so that I get 30 for 30, but we'll have to see. And if not, we'll just keep podcasting like I've always done, on and off since about 2005. All right then, so what is the today's subject? Well, today's subject is thinking about summer, so let's do a bit of summer, because we have summer upon us at the moment, with temperatures of something like, what's been 30 something degrees, hasn't it, certainly in Birmingham here where I am, but down in London a bit more, so you know, 32 33, something like that. And what do we always think of when we think of summer? Well, I know what I think of, and there is a bit of a connection here. Here it comes. So here we are in the English Summer's Garden, and this music comes on, and I know what I think, and what you think, but let's give you a bit more of a clue. Let's turn that one there and do that one there. Oh yes, poor Wend, and the inevitable McCudgeon. I mean, he's been called curmudgeon even. He's been called all kinds of things, hasn't he, Doc Martin? That is Doc Martin, the theme music right there. Absolutely loving it. I'm watching it at the moment, but I'm going to talk specifically about it at the moment. But the reason why we did the little bit of travel from the English Summer Garden, which is where I think most people should be right now, down to the seaside. What's that all about then? So many, many people heading down to the beach while we're still in, really, anyone's guess, and not just guess, but estimation, evidence, whatever, still in the middle of a pandemic. Coronavirus is still very much on our minds, and yet people are flocking to the beach. You know, you've got people that are working, that feel very strongly about that, you know, while others are being furloughed and yet just popping down to the beach or whatever, and saying, no, you can't take our kids back to school, and yet they're down the beach. And not just that, it's not just a COVID thing now, it's a public health issue, because I read before I started doing this, because I don't, or try not to just sort of, although I'm sure perfectly capable of, just, you know, gleaning my facts from out of my head and what I think, whilst that is a lot of this is that, a lot of it is the fact that I've been reading up, and I read that in Bournemouth, which is a seaside resort in the UK, quite a popular one at the best of times, they were saying, oh yeah, you know, the beaches are so crowded, you couldn't see any room at all. People just absolutely, and so much so that it created an emergency response by the police. So the police had to respond in an emergency setting because of this. And you think, hang on a minute. And then you learn, in spite of things being open, things weren't open apparently, but in spite of that, because it's not something you should do, people decided, oh yeah, you know what, this is a really good idea. Let's just leave our poo, literally, pooing in bags, pooing in their bags and leaving nappies and all kinds of stuff. So much waste on the beaches, so much of it, that the council had 40 tons of it to clear away. I presume that was in like one day, I don't know. But 40 tons of people's detritus and debris because they just couldn't be bothered to take it home with them, so they left it on the beach. And, you know, had it not been for the council's actions, people would be, well, sitting in it all, I suppose, and all the rest of it, and romping around in it. I mean, people are just unbelievable. But I think this is the same people that were complaining about lockdown in the first place. And they'll be the same people that will be complaining when there aren't enough beds for them if we have another peak. But that's conflicting messages as well, because, you know, Boris Johnson is telling the likes of Brighton, which is, again, another popular tourist resort. Brighton's one of the most popular tourist resorts in the UK in terms of seaside resorts. Telling them they should have some guts and reopen while... his other counterparts are saying, actually, no, there might be another peak, and we're actually thinking we might have to close beaches down again, or close them even more than they already are being. So, I don't know. I think that going to the beach and doing any of that kind of thing, you know, sharing in houses and things outside of the lockdown rules, because we are still in, you know, some kind of quarantine-related rulings, that, as far as I know, aren't guidelines. And apart from that, why wouldn't you want to keep each other safe? I just don't understand it. Anyway, I think I could rant about all this all day, and you'll either vehemently agree with me or vehemently oppose me, I suppose. I don't really mind either way, because that's my podcast for today. And we will have a bit more of my, well, one of my favourite music, Doc Martin Law. He's so good. And then I'll come on and talk about why I like Doc Martin so much, and the series that millions of people watch. And I think that's the best thing to do at the moment. You know, we it's not good to go to the beach at the minute or go out unnecessarily. You know, we are still in lockdown, and if we have another peak, it'll mean further lockdowns and all that jazz. So think twice, people, and I'll leave you with The Sounds of the Sea, which is about all I'm going to get this year, I think. And hopefully, if people behave a bit more responsibly, some of us can see the shielding and the vulnerable, or the, you know, the people that are COVID vulnerable, this side of Christmas, to be frank. You know, they're not people you can just institutionalize and say, oh yeah, well, they should all stay at home or we go out and have a good time, because actually you could easily become one of them if you get COVID. You have underlying conditions that you didn't know about, or pre-existing conditions, or it just gets you bad, because it is bad. I have people listening to this podcast that will tell you that, because they've suffered from it and know people that have. Anyway, I'll leave that with you in hopes that it might reach someone that might make a difference. Bye for now.